This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And Sasha, this week you and I both had a chance to see the play Venus in Fur,
yes,
now on stage at the Huntington Theater in Boston. A lot of fun, wonderfully acted.
That's right. I saw it just last night. I really liked it. I'm not trying to sell tickets here, but I thought the actress was great. The actor was great. I thought they had great chemistry together. A lot of our listeners will remember this was a big hit on and off Broadway back in 2010. It's funny. It's sexy. It's about seduction and submission. But what makes it a really good drama is that it's not always clear who's being seduced or dominated or who holds the power.
Yeah, exactly right. So it features, if you haven't seen it, it's a character named Vonda, who spends a lot of the time, most of the play actually, dressed only in leather, lingerie, and a dog collar. She's an aspiring actress who shows up late for an audition and then ends up in a sort of 90-minute long psychosexual struggle with the director, Thomas. It's
right.
A lot of fun.
It is. And here is a brief clip from the production in which you're going to hear the actor Chris Kiepenjak, who plays the director, and Andrea Siglowski, who plays Vonda, the sexy Vonda, as she tries to convince Thomas that she would be perfect for his play.
Anyway, this play is sure amazing. I mean, the parts of it I read, pretty wild stuff. Really sexy, huh? Or like erotic, if you're into humiliation. Oh, by the way, I don't usually walk around in leather lingerie and a dog collar. Usually I'm like really demure and just thought I kind of get into the part. I mean, basically, it's S&M, right? The play?
Not exactly, and it does take place in 1870.
I guess this isn't too 1870, huh?
No.
Well, who knows? Maybe S&M was dressed just like this back then.
Yeah, maybe. Venus in Fur was written by David Ives, who based it loosely on a 19th century erotic novella. It premiered in New York in 2010, had a big success off and on Broadway. Now it's on stage at the Huntington Theater here in Boston in a new production directed by Daniel Goldstein, who's with us now. And welcome to the program, Daniel. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
Also with us is actress Andrea Siglowski, who plays Vonda in the play and who we just heard. And Andrea, welcome to you. And great job. I loved what you did on the stage. It was so much fun. So congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So, Daniel, tell us something about the original material that this play is based on, this erotic novella from 1870, Venus in Fur.
Venus in Fur is a sort of seminal novel of the S&M genre, if there is one. And while it is considered a classic, it is not necessarily considered a great book. But it does tell this sort of story of domination of a young man who falls in love with a woman and enters into a contract, an actual written contract with her, so that she will dominate him and he will act as her slave for a good period of time.
Hmm. So David Ives wrote this wonderful play in which the protagonist, Vonda, played by you, Andrea, is auditioning for a role in the play. And as we just heard, when she first arrives, she comes across as sort of out of her depth, ditzy, vulgar, not sophisticated. Tell us a bit about Vonda at the beginning of the play.
It's an interesting to feel the audience's reaction, because I think in some ways the play starts and the audience is on Team Thomas Novacek, the director.
Right.
And I think that changes at some point. And I think that's because what Vonda enters with is a sort of neediness and also a willingness to do anything to get the part that she's auditioning for. But somewhere as the play progresses, that begins to change.
Well, I want to talk about that change, because something really happens here. She convinces the director, Thomas, to let her read, and it turns out she knows a lot more about the play than she initially let on. She can really act, beginning with a great cosmopolitan European accent. So I want to listen to another scene in which you and Chris Kiepenjak are reading the play, and you slip in and out of character really, really well throughout the play, but in this scene in particular.
Let me propose a try. A business deal, if you will. I'll give you 1 year to prove that you're the man for me.
A year is a long time.
Ah, so you're dictating the terms now.
I beg your pardon.
Within that year, since you so rashly give me the choice of husband or slave, you will be my slave. Wow, so she's, like, ready, huh? I guess she was always ready before she even got there. Basically, he's got this beat-me-whip-me kink, and he wants to see if she's up for it. He's auditioning her.
She's auditioning him, too.
He's auditioning her, she's auditioning him. And, Andrea, I just have to ask you about your role, because as I observed you on stage, you do this amazing shift between the tough-talking, vulgar, struggling actress Vonda and the sophisticated seductress that she plays in the play within the play. It's an amazing transformation that you just click in and out of. How hard was that?
I have to give a lot of credit to David Ives because I think so much of that shift is in the text. Mm. And I myself, I'm from Philadelphia, so I have this kind of tough background, but I trained at Juilliard, so I also have on the opposite side a kind of experience with a more heightened language and sophisticated way of behaving.
Sure. What did you like about this role? What drew you to it?
Oh, so much. But I think what it comes down to for me, this idea that we are more than our first impressions. It's so easy to say this person is like this and this person is like that, but there is so much more to Vonda that meets the eye, and I think that that's fascinating to me.
So, Daniel, who holds the power in this this sort of psychosexual confrontation?
Well, I think that's the main question of the whole play, and yeah. I think it's that paradigm is what shifts and constantly keeps an audience's interest. I think at the beginning, by all intents and purposes, in an audition situation, the director holds the power. He is the one, or in this case, he is the one who says, go over there, read the play, do it like this. We're going to stop here. You're going to be done after this many pages. And then you're out, and I can say thank you, and you'll leave. But she doesn't play by those rules of the audition. So that very initial break of tradition is what starts that power dynamic shifting.
You know, in the stuff that I read about the play before I saw it, this sort of question remains open, who's got the power? But to me, it seems to sort of shift irrevocably in Vonda's favor as the play goes on. Maybe I have that wrong, but what did
you... No, I agree, and I think that's why I like it. I think it does. She's really smart. She uses everything she has to get what she wants. And I think she's also there to question Thomas's beliefs and the way in which he lives his life and creates his art. And, you know, being an actor, I can certainly wish that there were some auditions that I walked into that I left feeling on top or feeling powerful. And that doesn't always happen. So this play was empowering for me.
Interesting. Daniel, when you were casting Venus in Fur, what drew you to Andrea? What made her so right for this role?
Andrea and I had worked together previously while she was a student at Juilliard on a new play. And that role was a bit of a powerhouse role. It's sort of not the main character in the play, but she's the funny one, and she's the one who has all these long, involved speeches and sort of really takes the audience by storm. So much so that most of the people who came to see it said, who was that? Mm-hmm. And this role, I think, needs that kind of actor. I think what Andrea brings to it is she is an incredibly intelligent, incredibly spunky and fearless actress. She is a beautiful woman and a woman and is unafraid to sort of take these kind of bald, bold chances. And the Huntington is not a small theater.
Yeah.
So I needed someone who was going to be able to really fill the house. And so honestly, before we had a single audition, Andrea had come to mind.
You know, at the heart of this play, as we mentioned, is this complicated power relationship within the audition process itself. You're a director and you have to audition people all the time. Does this play reflect something real about the process, about what you've gone through?
There are days where you finish the day and you have a stack of headshots in front of you and you think, we are never going to find that person. So yes, though it has never ended up in this kind of play.
You've never gone through an audition as represented on the stage.
I have never gone through an audition as represented by the audition in Venus and Fur.
There was a great quote in the Boston Globe article about your play in which the playwright David Ives is asked about the theater as bondage metaphor, and he holds up his coffee mug, which has the words, you don't have to tell me about sadomasochism, I'm in the theater, it just made me laugh. And I'm just wondering, Andrea, does that resonate with you in any way?
Oh, sure, yeah. To be honest with you, there are those days where I'm walking through New York and it's storming out and I'm soaked and I get to an audition and I wait for an hour and a half and I have a minute and I prepared for hours, you know, and that there are brutal moments, I think, in this business and any business, but I think the good outweighs the bad.
I'm glad to hear that. I want to just ask you about the way you appear on stage. As we mentioned, you spend a good deal of the play dressed in leather, lingerie, a dog collar. I mean, let's just say it's a revealing outfit. And I'm just wondering if having to dress in such a revealing way in some way makes this role more demanding, more difficult, more risky. How you had to think about and prepare for it?
Sure. I mean, I think it is quite literally more revealing.
Yes.
But also I think that you have to be kind of fearless in a way that I think is great for me as an artist, and I think for women watching. And, you know, I'm a healthy, normal looking, for the most part, yes, beautiful woman, but a woman, and I'm not a stick figure. I think ultimately it's empowering to just be out there like that and not apologize for my body.
I want to ask you, Daniel, about this. This is a really, really popular play. I was reading that the Huntington production of Venus and Fur is one of 22 productions of the play being done at regional theaters across the country this season. There's a Roman Polanski film based on the play coming out, the most produced play nationwide. Why do you think that is? What's the power of this play that's so attractive to so many people?
I think practically it is a two-character play that was a big hit on Broadway. And so for regional theaters, that's a very attractive thing because mm-hmm. it has the name recognition and it's also a little more inexpensive to produce. But I think one of the reasons why it is so popular is that it is terribly funny and that it approaches all of the gender politics and the power struggle of these two people in a way that is really accessible and really entertaining, and it's fun and it's sexy. And
it is fun and it is sexy. Is there a political message at the heart of this play about empowerment, about female empowerment?
I mean, I think at its core the message is that this stuff is complicated.
Yeah.
I don't think there are any answers to these questions, but I think that just asking the questions is enough, and it's putting something on the table.
It's sparking a conversation, for sure.
That's right. It's sparking a conversation. And I think great theater and great art does that. And then also, to quote the play, in some ways, Thomas says, this play is about be careful what you wish for. And I reply, yeah, because she might be walking through the door, don't curse word, with a goddess, is what it's about.
I love that you said that. That was the first thing that was going to come into my head, and I was trying to figure out how to say it without the
the
curse
beep.
Word. Yeah, the beep. But to me, that's the distillation of the play, is be careful what you wish for, because it might come walking through the door.
Well, that's Daniel Goldstein. He's director of the Huntington Theater production of Venus in Fur, and Andrea Saglowski stars as Vonda in the play. Thank you both so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin.
Venus in Fur is on stage at the Huntington through February 2nd. There's a lot more information at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.